Well, now I'm going to tell you about a reaction I got from my monologue last week where I talked about socialism. So last week I got up on my little microphone and I said some bad words. Words like socialism and liberal. And I encouraged us to take them back. And a right-wing blog called The Blaze picked up on it and had an absolutely epileptic reaction. And I'm going to read some highlights from that epileptic reaction. It starts, you know, kind of innocently enough, I guess. One is another head filled with union teacher pig squirt. I think that's kind of interesting. This next one has a kind of a poetic quality to it. Outer space seems to be the only place that we can get away from these barf-breathed, burrito-brained, bozo-trained, hail-bop-riding, bath-salt-snorting, butt-jabbing, banana tarantulas. But I'm not stuck with them. They're stuck with me. Obviously, a fan of The Watchmen. Okay, so those are the kind of fun ones. It starts to get a little more serious. Anytime anyone invokes the phrase common good or social justice, you know they just want you to give up your dreams, goals, and aspirations and help them achieve theirs. We need to stand up to these commies and go medieval on them, spelled M-I-D-E-V-I-L. All right. Now we start to get down to it. Here's another one. I hope they all come out. Then we can start charging them with sedition. They want to transform, which is code for destroy our system of government. Time to pull off the kid gloves and start charging these people and laying out the evidence of their actions. Well, at least this guy wants to afford me due process. I think that was kind of generous of him. Here's another one. Yeah, let's stop running from socialism and turn and fire instead. F you liberals and socialists, you will be hunted someday. Okay, so now they're hunting me down. And I got to be honest, I wasn't sure how to respond. How would you respond? I mean, nobody wants to be hated like this, right? Not even an AM talk show host. You don't want to be hated. I mean, a certain amount of being hated comes with the job, but this is really extreme stuff. Here's another one. Bring it on, you communist rat vermin scum. Bring it on. Take the mask off. Show the world what and who you are. Show yourself to be the Fabian socialist, murderous, evil, rat, vermin, Stalinist, Maoist scum that you are. And here's the interesting part. Let your anger and hate show so we can deal with you. Who's got the hatred? This is hatred, pure and simple. And it really highlights the distinction I always make on this show between mad as hell and rage, between legitimate anger that is productive and animal aggression. All I had to do was mention the word socialism, and it triggered a fear reaction in them so powerful that they had to attack. If you go to theblaze.com, you'll see about 260 reactions all like this, because it's a very short, quick trip from fear to rage, a straight line from fear to hatred, from fear to aggression, from fear to violence. And I'll be honest with you, my first reaction was fear. Even though I wasn't surprised, even though in some ways I wanted it, even provoked it, I still felt afraid in a very animal kind of way. And I was mad. I was mad as hell, all the way back to Ronald Reagan, who came into office on the promise of morning in America, a place where we can all go back to sleep and wave the flag in our dreams and snuggle up to our ignorance with a warm cup of freshly brewed lies every day. Because the truth is, this kind of pseudo-patriotism has been growing for 30 years, and it has transformed our country into a place where people wield their love of America like a weapon. And I thought of coming on the show this week and just firing back at them, you know? I mean, that's good AM radio, man. Adam, just get out there and spray them down. Spray down these so-called freedom-loving hypocrites. But then I thought about it for a minute, and I remembered something. It was right after 9/11, and there was this quad split panel on TV, and one person was saying, you know, let's go into Afghanistan and blow it up tomorrow, and another person was talking about sanctions, another person was predicting what the president was going to do, and there was one person on there who was advocating for a peaceful response. But the thing is, of all the people on the panel, he was the most shrill, the most attacking, the most obnoxious person. And I remember thinking at the time, wow, this guy really is getting it wrong. You can't come on and advocate for peace and then embody the spirit of attack. It's bad for the cause, man. And I want to stand for peace. And I don't want to be that guy. So I had to ask myself, which guy do I want to be? I mean, I can't ignore the attack. That would defeat the whole purpose of the monologue, which was to protest the fact that I can't even use certain words without being labeled as someone who hates America and should be gunned down in the streets. And a protest that fails to provoke a response fails. So, in many ways, I succeeded. But a lot depends on how I respond now. Because this hatred and violence is out there in America. And the worst place for it to be is growing like a mold in the dark places of our society. I felt like this could be, if I responded appropriately, an object lesson in nonviolence. Because we don't want that out there. We want to pull it out into the sunlight. Otherwise, we wake up one day and there's hate everywhere. And we say, where did it come from? I thought it would just stay in the closet. Well, it isn't going to stay in the closet. Mold doesn't stay in the closet forever. And the best prescription for mold, the best prescription for hatred is sunlight. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. So I succeeded. I called it out. I was able to drag some small part of the same hatred that murdered Dr. Tiller, the abortion doctor, the same hatred that made it possible for Gabrielle Giffords to be shot, the same hatred that is growing and thriving in the corners of our country in places that we don't even want to look. And so let's pull it out into the light of day so that we can get a good look at it. So it's out there. Now what are we going to do with it? Well, I'm going to use another bad word, and it might piss them off even more than the last bad word I used, and it might even make people who agree with me uncomfortable, but I'm going to use it anyway, because this word has been and always will be the most powerful political force the world has ever seen. Do you know where I'm going with this? Do you know what the word is? The word is love. Now, it may not be good AM radio, but we're going to talk about it anyway, because I'm not talking about the love that we have for puppy dogs and bunny rabbits. And I'm not even talking about the love we have for our families, which is real and powerful. But that is a personal kind of love. I am talking about love with a capital L. I am talking about what Gandhi called satyagraha, the soul force, the truth force, the unassailable power that comes from recognizing that our enemy is not made up of their actions or their words, but of the very same dignified, noble human substance as ourselves. And if we persist in this belief, if we insist on seeing nothing else in ourselves and in our enemies, it will finally be all that is left between us. And once we know this, really know it, then we will have the courage and the wisdom it takes to walk into the darkness, wake the beast, and hold our ground when it starts to growl. And so I won't back down from what I said last week. I won't. I am still a liberal, and I want to talk about building a society that works for as many people as possible. Because I don't know how it is possible to love America but not love your fellow Americans. And that goes for everyone. That goes for us and for them, because there is no us, there is no them. It must include the people who hate us and the people we sometimes hate, in spite of our better inclinations. So, if you want to call me a socialist, Maoist, communist, pig-squirting enemy of America, go for it. If you want to hate me for it, that's fine. But I won't hate you back. I won't attack back. But I won't back down. Because I will stay right here and declare my beliefs openly until you afford me the same dignity that I extend to you. The right to speak freely in a free society, without fear. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. Your calls next. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station.